Blog Talk Radio.
January provides the ideal time to create or modify a vision statement for yourself. It gives you a roadmap to your future with enough flexibility built in to alter or adjust it along the way. Companies and organizations spend thousands of dollars on fine-tooth combing the vision statements that they have. And now we're going to help you create your own with just a bit of time and your own commitment and personal development. If you're 25 or 65, you can benefit from crafting the right vision statement for your life. Listen to today's show and start to build a new infrastructure for your personal and professional purpose-filled path. This is Carol Copeland-Thomas, and you're listening to Focus on Empowerment. Hello, my friends. This is Carol Copeland-Thomas. Thank you so much for listening to the show. I'm excited, and I can't believe that January is just clipping away. It's already the 10th of January. And if we blink, we're going to look up, and it's going to be the summertime. So I want to help you prepare for the rest of the year and also prepare into next year, because for some, January can be a very anxious month because of the way we typically look at New Year's resolutions. And we're not going to talk about New Year's resolutions. We're going to help you to create a plan so that you're looking more at 18 months or 24 months or 36 months at a time instead of a start and stop 12-month period that begins January 1st and ends December 31st. With most of us, our projects, our activities, our lives don't act like that. Clearly, we have financial records that start and stop on particular dates, but in our regular lives, in our typical lives, we have to look more comprehensively. So creating a vision statement, which we're going to get to in just a few minutes, will give you a sense of continuity from year to year. It gives you the flexibility just to plan things out. You don't have to be very anxious. You don't have to have any anxiety attacks if things don't really work out for that particular vision plan or that particular plan that you have created. But you can make the adjustments along the way because you will see the fruits of your labor, the accomplishments, or ways that you really need to sort of detour and move in another direction. So that's going to be the thrust of today, and we're probably going to continue this conversation next week as we talk about vision statements and mission statements. Well, I'm really excited for two reasons. Number one, we have kicked off our February 1st Black History Empowerment Breakfast. I'm excited because little I realized 13 years ago when we had our very first breakfast that we would now be celebrating our 20th breakfast in this breakfast series. I'm excited because Cassius Cash, who was the first African-American superintendent of two of our National Park Service sites here in Greater Boston, is our keynote speaker. I'm also excited because we have the Voices of Renaissance, a lovely charter school here in the Greater Boston area that has had the privilege of singing at the White House not once but twice. They literally were there less than a month ago singing. So they're going to bring our performance along with performers and skillful students from UMass Boston and Middlesex Community College. So this is going to be a great event, multi-generational, multi-ethnic, very diverse. We want you there. And as an extra incentive, when you register today for the breakfast, we're going to kick in a great new book on women's health. It'll allow you this year or next year to really plan your life based on a healthy life choice. And so that's going to be given to you free of charge and also a TJ Maxx gift card. Now, you have to register by midnight tonight to qualify for both the book and the gift card. They both come together, and we'll send that out to you. And you can go right to mssconnect.com, mssconnect.com, and register for the breakfast on February 1st. Or you can go directly to the Eventbrite website, which is 2013breakfast.eventbrite.com, and that's eventbrite.com. Or you can just go again to mssconnect.com and you'll find out all the information. I'm excited about that breakfast, and we will be talking about it over the next couple of weeks. Now, Something else I'm excited about, and then we're going to get right into our vision statement, is the upcoming cruise. Here you go.
The hectic day-to-day activities of busy people like you can be demanding on your time, your energy quotient, and your stress level keeps going up. What's the solution? Our 8-day, 7-night Caribbean cruise. Yes, we're taking our diversity, inclusion, and multicultural message on the road with our first cultural Caribbean cruise set to sail from April 13th through April 20th, 2013. We'll travel to 3 wonderful ports of call: Puerto Rico, St. Martin, and St. Kitts. Aboard ship, we'll learn about our cultural Caribbean traditions and heritage from Boston-born Dr. Ada McKenzie. We're sailing on Celebrity Cruises' brand new ship, Reflection. Entertainment, relaxation, cultural education, and a great group of informed travelers just like you. A $250 deposit and easy monthly payments books your passage to the tropics. Complete details can be found at www.msfconnect.com or give us a call at 508-947-5755. Affordable, fun, educational, get ready for sun sailing and a sensational cultural Caribbean cruise.
Join that cruise. It's going to be lots of fun. All right, let's talk about vision and why it's so important. You know, we live in a very hectic time. There are so many things that we have to face. There are challenges. People are struggling financially. They're trying to keep a job, trying to find a job, trying to hang on to a job, trying to deal with personal family situations, trying to deal with ugly situations in their political life or community activities. I mean, the list goes on and on. But ultimately, you as a productive citizen in your respective community need to devise a way where you can create a, what I call, and rightfully so, is a vision statement, is an internal roadmap that you can use in your life, in your daily life, that will help you to stay centered in terms of your plan of action. Now, I didn't make this up. I didn't create this. I am in many ways adopting this from my church that I belong to. I belong to this church now for 20 years, Bethel AME Church in Boston. And the brilliant pastor and co-pastor, Ray and Gloria White Hammond, have for 20 years that I've been a part of this church, had January designated as Vision Month. And so every message during the month and everything is really focused on this. To me, it makes perfectly good sense, regardless of your ethnicity, regardless of your faith. That's not really important. The important thing is you certainly can use the month of January, or you can use any month of the year, to create a play-by-play plan of action that is relevant to you, not to your cousins, your children, your spouse, your boss, but relevant to you. Let's define what vision happens to be. Vision is an unusual discernment or foresight. Vision can be characterized as the power to see what is not evident to the average mind. And when you embrace it along with whatever your particular beliefs are, I certainly am really focused on multiculturalism and empowerment because that's what I do for a living, then you're allowed to reach beyond yourself while setting a new direction that requires you to stretch. Ultimately, the vision statement will have you to compete with yourself. You will have an opportunity through growth and development internally to measure yourself by your own yardstick, not by anybody else's, but by your own yardstick. Now, I truly believe that higher powers help, faith, prayers, all of that ultimately helps, and you ultimately are going to see progress through this. You also need to realize that a personal vision statement will take you places never before imagined. And when you stretch, all those things that look just absolutely impossible out there in the outer world, things that you never thought possible, perhaps buying a home or putting someone through school or becoming a manager on your job or becoming a leader or an elder in your community or faith-based organization, whatever that happens to be, When you create this vision statement for yourself, you will be amazed at how your life begins to line up. It doesn't mean you don't have problems. You definitely will have problems, but you will have an opportunity to have an alignment, a personal alignment that will be very productive for you, and that's the ultimate piece. Now, again, I've been a part of this faith-based community, this church, for 20 years. Let me tell you, the first 10 of those 20 years were horrific for me. Lots of loss, lots of things that took place, really, really troubling. And what I found that in one of my darkest time periods, I know it now, it was January of 1998, the vision statement that currently is adaptable in my life came into play. It was when my son had passed away. My mother was dying, and things were just not what they should have been. It was a very tough time, but I remember the time period, not necessarily the day, but the time period when this vision statement just came into play, and it was just crystallized, and it is true today. And so my vision statement is this, and then I want to help you to create your own vision statement. Your vision statement has to be yours. I can't create it for you. I don't think anybody else can create it for you. You can work with somebody, but ultimately it has to be yours. And mine, amazingly, is as contemporary and as accurate today as it was those 12 years ago or so. And it says, Carol Copeland Thomas will capture the essence of the human spirit by delivering messages of hope, interconnection, purpose, courage, and faith to people throughout the world. Now, I am a professional speaker. I'm a trainer. I've worked with companies and organizations around the country. And during that time, I was mostly a domestic speaker, mostly speaking to a domestic audience. I had traveled elsewhere, but my travel primarily was in the domestic U.S. So when that came, it was foreign to me. I said, my goodness, capturing the spirit by delivering messages of hope, interconnection, et cetera, throughout the world. Well, I'm not even traveling around the world. Well, that was 1998. Little did I realize that technology would have such an impact on us and our communities, and that I would be involved in this technological revolution, so that I would be communicating with people, literally, in this case, on the Internet with Blog Talk Radio, and other means of communication with social platforms. So the statement that was created prior to my heavy use of the Internet via email, prior to me actually going on the radio, because I had a terrestrial radio program for several years here in Boston, prior to that, this vision statement preceded that. So that, for me, was affirmation that the vision statement that you create for yourself will precede the activities and the achievements that you set up for yourself. But you have to have the vision statement first. I also say that, and I'm reading from my book because I actually have this in my book, and I encourage you to read it for yourself in this chapter on creating a vision statement. Each year from this one vision statement, I create a multi-page document of targeted goals that is broken down into financial, marketing, product development, personal, educational, family, and spiritual subcategories. Each goal is a subcategory linked back to my vision statement. Now, some years are more elaborate than others. Some years are simpler than others. And last year, I created a very elaborate goal-setting structure that included all these elements. And what I'm probably going to do this year is to look at it, make some modifications, and move on. I'm not going to recreate it. I'm not going to change it per se, but I will just modify it. And that's why I'm saying that when you create a vision statement, you won't get bogged down necessarily into always having to reset your clock every 12 months. Your clock can be set every 18 months. It can be set every 24 months, every 36 months. You won't get so locked down so that you can't be productive. The most important thing is to creating this alignment statement, which I call it a vision statement, an alignment statement, so that you can get your ultimate house in order, knowing that you've got things to work on. You may have to make some personal improvements. You may have to do a number of things, but ultimately this becomes your guiding light, and that's, I think, is the beauty of the vision statement. And that's why I love January, because it helps you to get realigned. You don't have to change your goals at all, your goal today may be the same goal that you had 12 months ago. That's fine. But ultimately, the vision statement is one that centers you and gives you that level of alignment. And in my case, and I'm telling you the truth, this has not changed one iota since January of 1998. That was 15 years ago. It has not changed. I have changed. Lots of things have changed about me, but the vision statement has not changed. And to me, that's the strength of a vision statement, is that it is compelling enough, it is strong enough, so that you become aligned as a result of your vision statement. That's the important thing. Now, an important distinction, and then I'm going to give you some points and some tips of how you can form your vision statement. The vision statement is different from your mission statement. And I'll talk next week about a mission statement and how that will change according to the times, the situations, the jobs that you're in, et cetera. Years ago, I was a self-employed keynote speaker focused on diversity management issues, leadership issues. I'm no longer that person as a business. I have become a content provider, providing services on different deliverable platforms focused on diversity, multiculturalism, leadership, and empowerment. So next week, I will share with you more information about creating a mission statement, which is more today, more centered on who you are today, and can take on a number of different functions, whether you're working a 9-to-5 job, whether you're a small business owner, whether you're working in corporate America, whether you are in education, whatever it happens to be. But a mission statement is different than a vision statement because it defines who you are right now. It talks about the here and now. The vision statement talks about where you're headed in the future. It is a clear mental picture of something in the foreseeable future. It's very, very different. So don't mix those two up. And again, I will give you more information about the mission statement next week. But let's go through a couple of points about how you can establish a vision statement. I don't think this is something that will come to you immediately. I think you need to think about it. It is preferable if you can go somewhere, even if it's in a locked bathroom, if you're in a very busy household with little kids or whatever, when the kids are asleep, maybe this is something you can do in your bathroom with a quiet time and mood music and candles going. That's your away time. Whatever your away time happens to be, there needs to be some level of quiet and some level of solitude for the ideas and the thoughts to really come forward. That's important. Secondly, is you may need to modify or change some of the words in your vision statement so that things will seem quite correct in your own life. Again, remember, this is an alignment. It's a statement. It's something that you're striving for. It's not where you are right now. It is where you can be in 5 years, in my case, 15 years. It may be a place where you're going to be 12 months or 18 months from now. I would say it's probably not going to be where you're headed in 6 months. It is something that is much more long range in perspective. So with that said, number one is you want to use broad, expandable language in your statement. So again, let me just go back and share my statement again, just a piece of it. When I say Carol Hopeland Thomas will capture the essence of the human spirit, that's a very macro perspective, capturing the essence of the human spirit. Now, human spirit can mean communities all over the planet. It can mean the genuine characteristics, the perspectives, the traditions, the habits of people everywhere. That's broad language. You don't want to be so specific. The specificity deals with a mission statement. The broad language deals with a vision statement. And I think what I'm probably going to do is to look online, do a little bit of research by next week, and I'll give you some other vision statements that can help you along the way. But the language wants to be broad so that it allows you to grow into the statement. You ultimately want to grow into the statement, expand into the statement, so it needs to be broad and deep. Otherwise, it won't allow you to do that. So that's the first thing. Number two is don't use present tense because, again, it is in the future. So you want to use verbs that will connect to your future, such as Carol will capture, as I had mentioned before, or Douglas will capture, or Rebecca will capture, or Michael will unfold. So you want to use that the will words or will be or sees herself, X, Y, Z, whatever it happens to be. You want to use verbs that will project you and project them into the future. That's the important second point. The third point is you want to mentally stretch when creating your statement. Now, 1998, again, I was domestic. I had been to a lot of states. I had traveled pretty much around the United States, done a lot of traveling, but I had not the frame of mind in terms of my presentations, in terms of my conversations, in terms of my political maturity, in terms of my worldview. All of that was quite small. But again, by using language such as delivering messages of hope, interconnection, purpose, courage, and faith to people throughout the world, it made me stretch. It made me look into myself and look for strength in a higher power. But it made me say, wait a minute, I need to also do some deep thinking so that I can prepare myself for the amazingly abundant opportunities that are out there in the world. Shortly after that, again, 1999, I'd been an independent. I, by 2000, became a Democrat again and got involved in the political process of the 2000 election. Now, I had been involved before. I vote all the time, but not to the degree that I began to experience in the year 2000. I began to read other publications besides the Boston Globe. I began to read the types of books that would challenge my thinking. I took up in with real intensity mastermind groups and putting myself into groups that would force me to really defend my thoughts and my processes. I began to deal with difficult clients and jobs and projects that forced me back to the drawing board so that I would not provide information that was stale. In 1999, I had an opportunity and I took advantage of it and really thought nothing of it and then found myself on the radio, on a local radio station. I had to provide content every single week for this radio station. It couldn't be the same thing. I had to provide new content for this empowerment segment, first a very short vignette series and then a full-fledged radio show that was in full execution during 2001 when I found myself on the radio the afternoon of September 11th, 2001, broadcasting with a colleague and trying to decipher what was going on in the world. So, again, my world was changing as a result of this mission, this vision statement. It literally was changing. And I dare say that when you stretch and when you realize that this is serious and it's going to stretch you, it'll take you in an amazingly new direction. So don't lock yourself into thinking too small. Realize that you're going to grow, but there are going to be expectations with that as well. I had mentioned earlier that number four, you want to find a peaceful location when you're creating the statement. You really need to have some solitude. And I know how difficult that is for some people because of your circumstances, but I would encourage you when the opportunity presents itself. Sometimes for me, 3 o'clock in the morning is perfect. The phone's not ringing. The shows are all on rerun, and my mind can just explore. So perhaps that's the time for you if you have a Friday night or Saturday night after work and that you can just explore and you've got that kind of quiet time. You really need a lot of quiet time. And then number five is most important, is that you need to write your vision on a large poster board and display it in your home or your office as a constant reminder of where you are headed in life. So you just can't write this and say, aha, I've discovered it. You have to then look at it every day, or you've got to be reminded of it every day. And it just reminds me that not only am I going to keep this on the pages of my book and workbooks, I'm going to once again put it on my desk. And so you have to, again, be reminded of the importance of the vision statement by writing it down. You can put it in your PDA, your smartphone. You can look at it every day. You can have it as your ringtone. That's up to you in terms of how you're going to display it. But it's the constant reminder in this very busy world where we're just so distracted all the time that will help you to stay centered on where you're going to go. Now, remember that with a vision statement, there's a whole lot of stuff is going to happen in between. It's not this magical path of where you're going to go, but it is the alignment and the opportunity for you to become bigger and become stronger and better because you are working on yourself. You are allowing yourself this level of personal development through word plays and this statement, this very bold statement that captures where you're going in the future, that ultimately I think will make you amazed at where you are. So since in the 15 years, again, I look at a radio program that morphed into an internet radio program where I regularly talk to people in other countries. It morphed into this amazing social media world that we live in where I'm communicating with people in foreign lands from the UK to Tehran to Mongolia to different parts of Africa. Never would have thought it would have been done so easily and so inexpensively had it not been for, obviously, technology, but the application of technology and its alignment with the vision statement. Your vision statement is going to be yours. I can't make it up for you. Your friends can't do it. You have to do it for yourself. And again, if we look very quickly at the five steps that you can use in creating your vision statement, number one, use bold, expandable language. Make sure that it's broad enough so that it captures and will allow you to grow. Number two, don't use present tense. Always use verbs that connect you to your future, will be, plans on going to, or whatever those words happen to be. It doesn't need to be present tense. Number three, mentally stretch by creating the statement. Always, always think broader, and it's okay. It may be a little frightening, but it's okay. It's going to be okay. You need to put that statement out there. Number four is to find that quiet place to create the statement. Day or night, whatever it happens to be, you need to find the quiet space at home or elsewhere. And number five is to write the statement, the vision statement, on a poster board. Put it on your cell phone. Put it on your nightstand. Put it in your wallet, in your checkbook, so every time you see that statement, you are reminded of where you are going in the future. And I think that if you look at that, that really entails the importance of a vision statement. Now, again, it's going to take you some time, and hopefully you won't have to go through as many challenges as I had to get to that point. But I guarantee you, you will be a much more mature human person, much more mature person and citizen of the world, much sharper person in terms of your perspective and your perspective on life by creating this vision statement for yourself. Next week, we'll talk about a mission statement and the importance of the mission statement and how that can also define who you are, and we will differentiate the two and then tell you how both of them can work for you for the next 12 to 18 to 36 months. Thank you so much for listening today. I hope you have a terrific weekend, and we'll be back next week with a wonderful show. This is Carol Copeland Thomas signing off. We'll see you next week.